إنها قد رسمت فأتاه ردنا صعقت بل سحقت.
The focus is again on gender-based violence following the celebration of Mother's Day in the run-up to the special day, the Gender-Based Violence and Femicide Response Fund stated that the process of turning a victim into an activist can have a powerful impact on both the individual and the community. They're advocating to form a empowerment, awareness, change and healing, and we discussed with Executive Head Communications Advocacy, Tepo Sofatelo. Good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
How does South Africa compare to the rest of the world when it comes to gender-based violence?
I think South Africa, unfortunately, we have significantly high numbers. You know, where you say out of every three women, one is abused. We know that our femicide rate is five times higher than the global average. And I think if you think of when the schools opened this year, I think there are about five reports of violence. There was a video of a boy hitting a girl. There was an incident of rape. There was an incident of bullying. And the unfortunate part now that it's now happening at schools where our kids are even being violent, or our boys are even hitting girls and even sexually assaulting them or raping them in that instance. We've got challenges. We also have instances where teachers are impregnating learners at school. So in that regard, we've got challenges, Yusuf, and we are higher than the global average on all the measures, which is unfortunate, really.
Yes, you work daily with this type of violence. What is the impact on you personally and the rest of South Africans when it comes to the scourge of gender-based violence?
I think, you know, I think for me it's a mixed emotion, right? Because you sometimes find women that are very destitute, that are in very 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 grim situations. You know, I mean, for example, you know, when we went down to the Eastern Cape in Mthatha, and one of the women who was relaying a story said, you know, obviously the gentleman paid lobola for her. You know, the families met, it was, had their traditional wedding, moved in, lived. And then a couple of months later, they found out that she can't have any children. And the husband started, you know, abusing her emotionally, physically, and said, you must go back to your family because you're not a woman. Her family said, no, but they've paid lobola, you belong to that family now. Now, this is a woman that's been rejected. And even economically, he's abusing her way. She's no longer getting money. But through the programs that have been introduced by the community-based organization that we're working with, she's getting help, she's getting counseling, she's moved out, she's managed to find solace with other women. There's even economic activity amongst themselves where they are farming vegetables, they've created a cooperative, where she now can allow herself, you know, and she doesn't have to stand in an abusive relationship because of her circumstance. And I think those type of stories are encouraging, but there are many, many terrible stories, but they're also positive stories. And what encouraged me about this is that it's women that are facing significant challenges, but instead of being victims, they are standing up and saying, you know what, not in our name, we are going to empower ourselves to work our way out of the situation. And I think for me, It speaks a lot of the human spirit, and that we actually often have our own solution as community.
Yes, I think that is an important point that you make. Thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon and for sharing the insight. We appreciate your time.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Yusuf.
Well, bye-bye. That was our guest speaking to us as the process of turning victims into activists can have a powerful impact in the fight against gender-based violence. From that, we go to our newspaper headlines, and we have Mawlana Muhammad Bam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Star, UNISA collapsing under...